sort of scared of you. You might tell him you were not going to hurt him by saying, don't cry, I...
I won't hurt you.
I won't hurt you?
Uh-huh.
You ever use the word ain't?
No. I know a lot of the people around where I live use ain't. That's a common word, but...
They do it so self-conscious. I mean,
yeah, they don't realize.
They don't think what they're saying.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they don't do it for emphasis or anything.
No, that's just, it's become a regular word of the English language. But I think they don't know that it's not correct English usage.
Okay, let's say you just had an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask that person if he didn't think you were right about this. You'd say, what? Well, I'm right. You're asking a question to him. Well, I'm right. Blank.
Aren't I?
Aren't I? Okay, let's say you gave somebody a ride into town. You might say, don't mention it. You know, we blank going in anyway.
We were going.
Okay. What about if you were talking about a long time ago when, you know, everything seemed better than it is now? You have some people talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
You might lean back and say, blank the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days. What about if you just, if somebody asks you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it what?
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say your mother was making you a dress, and she goes to the store. And she takes a little square cloth to use as a what?
A swatch.
A swatch?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you ever called it anything else?
No, just a fabric scrap or...
Okay, let's say you go to, you know, a cookie place or a place that makes fudge. You ask for what? Or ice cream, like Baskin-Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can I have a...
Whatever it was.
Yeah, they're just giving you a...
Sample.
Sample.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about... you'd say somebody had a, you know, a really nice looking dress. You'd say that's a blank dress.
A pretty dress.
Okay, what's one that's even more pretty?
Beautiful dress.
What about?
Well, it's prettier.
Prettier, okay. If you're cooking something in the kitchen, you don't want anything to get on you, what do you call what you put on?
An apron.
An apron. What about, okay, what is this?
A pen.
Okay, what is this? No, that's not one. What is something you put in dresses?
Pins.
Okay. What's the singular?
Pins.
Okay. What, if you have a little cup. What soup you buy usually comes in a what?
A can.
Okay, what about, you ever call it a tin?
A tin.
Tin?
Not really.
What about, okay, what's a dime worth?
10 cents.
10 cents. Okay. What do you wear when it's really cold outside?
A coat.
Coat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you say, okay, that jacket has fancy buttons, blank?
On it.
On it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what about like in a man's suit? Sometimes between the coat and the shirt, they'd wear a...
Vest.
A vest. You ever call anything else? You ever have a waistcoit?
Yes.
You have?
Uh-huh.
David, where have you heard that?
My father.
Your father?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, suit consists of what? Coat, vest, and what?
Tie.
Okay, what else?
Hat.
Okay, you ever call those anything else?
Trousers.
Trousers. What else?
Slack. Usually pants is what I would call
it.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other words for it that you might call it? Might call them?
Breeches.
Breeches? Okay. What do you wear when you're working around the barn?